You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, so our question today is, because summer, we're talking popsicles. So what flavor popsicle are you going for? The world's your oyster. Any flavor is available.
Okay, that's good to know. Because if I'm in the box of like just the bright colored.
The like flavor ice.
Yes, I have one, only one of those that I really like. The red one. The red ones. But I would like rather just not, you know, partake in those at all and go for like the bougier popsicles.
Yeah.
Like I'm a big fan of like the Outshine and some of those that have like the pieces of fruit. And so a coconut flavored popsicle in the summer, that's my favorite.
Pineapple. I love that more tropical vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't dislike the flavor ice, those like plastic tubes. I don't hate them. I go for a pink or a blue.
Nice.
Okay. If I'm going for like a fancy popsicle, like I don't know if you remember when like popsicle shops really had a moment for a while a few years ago, and it was like gourmet popsicles, and that was the thing to do. I really liked like the popsicles that had like mint in them, like maybe like a lime and mint,
herbal flavor,
just like very refreshing.
I feel like this conversation is basically saying we need to go on a tropical vacation.
Let's go. Yeah, let's do it.
All of our tropical flavors, our lime,
pineapple. Yes, beach vacation.
That's right.
I'm ready. I will book tickets today. That's my approach to travel.
I love it.
All right. Well, on this episode, we are discussing Unit 11, Session 3, David Became King. And this is focusing on 2 Samuel chapters 5 and 7. God rejected Saul as king because of his disobedience. God sent Samuel to anoint David as king over Israel. And even though David was a great king, God is still greater by far. God is so great that he made the way for sinners to be saved. God kept his promise to send a savior into the world. And today we will hear how God used David's family to fulfill his promise. Our story points for this week. For preschool, it's David believed God's promises. And for kids, it's God promised to build a forever kingdom through David's family. All right, let's talk through some areas that need a little extra instruction. So Corey, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Yeah, absolutely. So for babies and toddlers, we have a couple of activities in the guide for this session, one entitled Play with a Toy Family, and another entitled Build Different Homes. And for both of these activities, it's just going to be really important as toddlers are playing with toy people and building homes out of blocks and things, that leaders are just really sensitive to various backgrounds, living situations, family environments, and really encourage toddlers that God makes all families different and special, and that he provides, you know, the needs for all people. And so this is a note that we really, it applies to all of our age groups as you're working with children with different family dynamics, just to have a real sensitivity of heart there. Yeah, and if your church has some policies and things in place when discussing these things, definitely adhere to those and use those as well. And then for younger preschoolers, we have an activity called Find Gold and Silver. This is very similar to the notes back for our earlier sessions in this unit, but just to consider using the rice, sand, or dry beans in the bin instead of the shredded paper, if that's, you know, a more cost-efficient or easier option. And then for our older preschoolers, we have an activity called Make a Crown Snack. And so pancakes or large rice cakes could be used instead of waffles. And so if you want to make those ahead of time, that might be a little bit easier to use. If you're warming up waffles, like using a toaster, just remember that only one adult should touch the toaster, and be sure that any food is completely cooled down before giving it to a child. And so definitely allergy alert on this one, and just being really mindful of those sensitivities.
That's a fun special snack. All right. In younger kids, there's an activity called enter in, and leaders may choose to clarify what counts as entering in the circle. So it might be having both legs in or an arm and a leg. And in older kids, there's an activity called faithful promises. And just be sure to have plenty of paper towels or wet wipes on hand because oobleck is very sticky. It is one of my favorite things to play with, though. So have fun with that. All right. As we wrap up, let's talk about what stands out to us in this session. I love what we learn about God's heart in this story. You know, we see David offer to build a permanent house for God. And rather than taking David up on that, God instead makes a promise to David to build a permanent house for his people through one of David's descendants. And we see this fulfilled both through David's son, Solomon, who built the temple later on, but also through the more distant descendant of Jesus, who made a way for us to enter the kingdom of God. It's just such a great reminder that God always outgives us. And I love that.
So true, Maggie. And you know, isn't that just like us, that God works all things together for our good and his glory? And then we instantly want to get busy and do something. And so I love that God gently shepherds the heart of this former shepherd away from his own striving and just back to his presence. And so it's important that we instill in children the love that God has for his people. David didn't become king because he was good or strong or wise, but David became king because God wanted to use his lowly position as the most unlikely choice to point to his ability to use whomever he chooses.
I love that, Corey, and such a good reminder that God isn't looking at our skills or our abilities or even what we do. He's looking at our heart and he wants. I love what you said about he gently shepherds a former shepherd. And that's what he does to us too, which is really, really cool. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.